bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otutu. And now, today's word.
Since today is Palm Sunday, I just want to speak very briefly on from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 4 to 15. It records the story of the first Palm Sunday. And the earlier verses talked about people crying Hosanna to the Lord Jesus Christ. And from verse 4, it says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread on the road. Then the multitudes went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. This is how Matthew records the events of the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ to us. And I just want to highlight four main thoughts from this verse about the king who is coming to us. The king is coming, and his name is Jesus. The first thing we notice about this king who is coming is that he's coming to where we are. He's coming to where we are. The prophet Zechariah had prophesied that your king is coming to you. The king does not wait for us to come to him. He comes to us. Jesus was fully aware of what was needed. And what was needed was for the salvation of souls. And he came to those who needed salvation. He didn't wait for those who needed salvation to go to him. He came to those who were in need of salvation. So the first thing we note about Jesus Christ is that he's the king who comes to us. Normally, it is the subjects who go to the king. They go to pay homage. I've never heard of any of the major kings in our part of the world who go to their people. It is their people who go to him to pay homage, to bow down, and to serve the king. But Jesus does the opposite. He is the king who comes to us. And that shows his humility. And that shows his lowliness. He comes in humility and he comes to serve. He's a serving king. The second thing I want you to note about Jesus is that he comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When you come in the name of the Lord, you don't come arrogant. When you are doing something in the name of the Lord, you do it with humility. You cannot come in the name of the Lord and be pompous. In the days of Jesus, kings did not ride donkeys. They rode horses. But this was a king who rode a donkey. To say that although he was coming in the name of the Lord, he was coming with humility. And the reason was because his kingdom was not of this world. His kingdom was of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And for us, it also means that anytime we do something in the name of the Lord, there is blessing attached to it. When we come in the name of the Lord, He is the King who comes to us. He is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And number three, He is the King coming to the house of the Lord. He comes to us. He comes in the name of the Lord, and He comes to a place. When Jesus went to Jerusalem, there are many places He could have gone to. But the first place He went to was the temple, the house of the Lord. Jesus called that temple my Father's house, the house of the Lord, the house of prayer. And it's very interesting that Jesus called the temple the house of the Lord, or my Father's house, because many times people don't see the building as God's house. But Jesus saw the building as God's house. So when we talk about God's house, first of all, it is a building dedicated for the worship of God. So this building is the house of God. Why? Because it is dedicated to Him. A nightclub is dedicated to clubbing. A hospital is dedicated to healing the sick. A school is dedicated to educating people. Parliament House is dedicated to political activity. The church is also dedicated, but is dedicated to God. Every building has a purpose, and the purpose of a church building is God. So the church is the house of God. But the house of God is not just a building. The house of God is also a people. Jesus said, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am there. So the house of God is a building because it's dedicated to God, but it's not just a building. It is the people who belong to God. The people who have Jesus Christ in their heart, the people who are dedicated to God. And then thirdly, the house of the Lord is the person who is dedicated to the Lord. So it is a building, it is a people, and it is a person. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, I am the house of the Lord. We are the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. But it starts from the person to the group and to the place where they meet to honor and worship the Lord. And Jesus comes to that house. And when He went to that house in Jerusalem, He cleaned house. And that tells you that anytime Jesus comes to the house of God or comes home, He comes to clean the house. And He doesn't want to clean the house to spoil the house. Because many times when people read about Jesus going to the temple, they only see the overturning of things in the temple, but they don't see that He was making the temple a better place. He was making the temple serve its purpose. He said, my house is a house of prayer, but you've changed the purpose. So He comes to renew the purpose of His house. When He comes to church, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. When He comes to our hearts, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. When He comes to us as a group, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. He is the King who comes to us. He is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the King who comes to the house of the Lord. And finally, He is the King who is coming to heal and restore us. After Jesus had gone to the temple and cleaned up, the Bible says, then the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. So look at Him, Jesus, coming. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. He is a King who is coming. How does He come? He comes in the name of the Lord. Where does He come? He comes to the temple. To do what? To heal those who are in the temple. To bless those who are in the temple. To restore those who are in the temple. To impact the lives of those who are in the temple. And this morning, We are the people that he has come to. Blessed is he who has come to Christ's temple. His name is Jesus. What has he come to do? He has come to prepare us so he can do what? So he can heal us and restore us and touch our lives. Blessed is the King who comes to us this morning. So as we get ready to partake of communion this morning, Jesus has come to church today. He is in church today. He is in the house today. And he's in the house for the purpose of preparing us. And if there is anything that he needs to throw away, he will throw away. If there is anything that needs to be cleansed, he will cleanse. If there is anything he must get rid of, he will get rid of. And after that, we will see his power, his hand stretch out to heal us. So why don't we pray for a moment and say, Lord Jesus, come in and take away everything in my life that does not glorify you. Clean your house. Wash your house. Overturn everything in my life that is contrary to your purposes. Why don't you invite the King into his house? Why don't you invite the King into your life, into your body, into the temple, into this gathering? Come, Lord Jesus. Come, O King Jesus. Come, O King Jesus. Come and heal. Come and restore. Come and set free. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. And as we prepare our hearts, we institute this table for communion with the Lord. That in this place and at this table, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King who comes, will fellowship with us and we with him. So we say, come, Lord Jesus. Come into your temple. Come amongst your people. Come into the hearts of every individual. Step into our lives. Cleanse what needs to be cleansed and heal that which is broken in your name. Father, we dedicate this table to you, this bread and this wine. Bless these emblems in our hands. Bless the emblems in the hands of your people in this house and at home, that as they hold up their emblems, you sanctify it for your purposes. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who has given us the earth and has set it apart for his purposes, and who has given us the wheat that has produced this bread and the vine that has produced this wine. Today we set apart these emblems for holy purposes, and sanctify them for the purposes of God, that as we partake of them today, we partake of the Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus, and of his blood. Today I give to you that which you have received, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the night on which he was betrayed, he took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. In the same manner also he took the cup and blessed it and said, this is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth my death until I come. Do it often in remembrance of me. Amen. Today, as we partake of this communion, I want you to prepare your bread. For those of you in the auditorium, you just take it out from your package. If you are home, you can hold up your bread at this moment and say, Heavenly Father, I receive today the body of the Lord Jesus Christ that was broken for me And in his brokenness, I receive healing. In his brokenness, I receive restoration. In his brokenness, I receive forgiveness. Thank you, Father, for the body of Jesus that brings me healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In Jesus' name, amen. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ, take and eat. The same manner also he took the cup. Take up your cup and say with me, Lord Jesus, I receive today the blood that was shed for me on Calvary's cross. This blood of the eternal covenant that has been shed for me, I receive for remission of sin, for divine protection, for deliverance from all harm and all calamity. I receive divine health, divine healing, divine strength, divine victory. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome. By my testimony, I overcome. Today, I proclaim victory in my life. In every situation, in every battle, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I receive the covering of the blood from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In Jesus' name, amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, take and drink. And as you do, just worship the Lord.
Is like you, Lord, in all the earth.
Everybody lift your voice, come on, sing.
Matchless love and beauty, endless world.
Everybody lift your voice,
nothing in this world is satisfied. Jesus, you're the time that will run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Lift your hands, lift your hands to the open heavens.
Matchless love and beauty, endless world.
Everybody lift your voice, lift your hands, lift your voice, say.
Nothing in this world can satisfy.
Satisfied.
Jesus, you're the cup that will run dry.
Your presence
is favor
to me. Your presence. Everybody, let your voice sing.
Lord, your presence is heaven to us. You are the King who comes to heal and to restore. You are the King who comes to save and to uplift. And today We receive you in your fullness to touch our lives and make all things new in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Kindly be seated.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebi. Email otebi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.